This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason Martin Margiela. Yeah.
Tom Brady. Losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. I did it. See, I jumped ahead.
Yep.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am your host. You know I could keep this going all day.
Yeah, yeah.
Just saying, I could. I'm not going to. Of course, join me today. Oh, yeah, there's no B3 exponent. He will be back. He had to work today, unfortunately.
Take your time so I can keep the front seat of the studio.
Yeah, Mr. 315 is happy with that.
Take your time.
Speaking of which. Mr. 315 is in the house.
In the building. What is going on?
With the new intro for him and everything that he's loving.
Sweet intro.
Absolutely. We got a great segment for you today. We're going to try to squeeze everything to wrap up this one. We got baseball we're going to talk about a little bit. We got some football. We got some NBA news. We got two words for you. And Bon Voyage. And we got who you sitting at the bar with. But first, let's go into... Are they like LeVar or Lance?
Hey, let me tell you this right now. I have the utmost confidence in what my boy is doing. I'm going to tell you right now, he better than Steph Curry to me. Here, put Steph Curry on UCLA's team right now and put my boy on Golden State and watch what happens.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you double down on it right there.
I double down on it again. And like I said, if I don't know what my boy is about, I'm not going to make that statement. Steph don't have problems trying to guard my boy. And let's see, play one-on-one. I think all three of my boys will be in an all-star game one day. On the fact that they didn't all of a sudden get good. They've been from babies being better and better and better. And when they get to that top level, they're just going to turn it up even more.
What?
This will probably be like Michael Jordan coming back to play in the NBA or something like that. Or somebody coming out of retirement and playing. Just, I know the atmosphere is going to be crazy.
Say what? Those are great. I love that one. This week, I've got a couple for you. A-Rod says, for the first time in a long time, we have a LeBron James type of personality and size that can transcend sports. He's talking about Aaron Judge.
Since Lance is more like Lance, is the latter of the two, I'm going to go with that. It's not outlandish.
No. I agree with you. I think it's more like Lance as well. Not too crazy. Richard Sherman says NFL players must be willing to strike if they want NBA size paydays.
That's LeVar, because I damn sure don't want to see NFL strike.
I don't really. That's outlandish to me.
Yeah, it is.
Because you're not going to get NBA size contracts.
Not going to get that. I'm sorry.
You got 53 players compared to 12, yep. 15 on a roster. You know, they carry up 15 at any time.
I feel
you
that.
You just ain't going to happen.
I see where they're coming from. I know. They seen all this money getting thrown around. I mean, you see a 41-year-old Vince Carter get
$8 million for 1 year. You know, it's guaranteed, all guaranteed. So it's like, I know, I get it.
The thing about football, though, you get money up front, guaranteed money first anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, basketball, you don't get that guaranteed as much. Now, some people do.
But yeah.
I don't know. All right, so we both agree it's more like LeVar than Lance on that one. All right, moving on to some baseball. Baseball will start tomorrow night. The games start again for the second half of the season. And right now the Dodgers and Astros are at 60 wins. Well, the Dodgers at 61, the Astros at 60. They're the first set of teams to win 60 at the All-Star break since 1969. We got World Series odds for every team. The Dodgers are top odds right now to reach the World Series. We'll see what happens as we go. But I want to ask you to give me a percentage of – when I ask you about these teams, give me the percentage of them making the playoffs. We'll start in the AL East. Right now, the Red Sox are 50-39. They're 3.5 games of the Yankees. Give me a percentage of them making the playoffs.
The Red Sox?
Yeah, Red Sox.
I'm going to go 40% because I think the Yankees are going to come back and win that division.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You think the Red Sox make it as a wild card?
I think – yeah, I would like that.
Okay.
That's fine.
I'm going to say 60% because I think they're making the playoffs no matter what. I think they're making the playoffs. Do they win the division or not? I think they do unless the Yankees add another starter.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the Yankees, they're 45-41. Like I said, they're 3.5 games back of the Red Sox.
The percentage of them making the playoffs?
Yeah.
80%.
80%. 80%. Right now, the Yankees and the Rays are the top two wild card teams.
I got the Yankees in.
Okay. I'm going to say the only other teams that are in contention is the Twins, the Royals, Angels are below 500. I don't think they will. Tampa Bay, I don't think they have enough.
No.
Watch Baltimore. They're 42-46. They're close enough they can make a run. Do I think Baltimore catch the Yankees? I don't know. They got to have pitching. I don't know how good Judge is going to be in the second half. If he's going to hit another 30 home runs, yes. That would be 60. I'm going to go with 25% chance. Watch out for the O's, I think.
Okay.
The Indians will move to the Central. The Indians are 2.5 games ahead. The Twins, 3 games ahead. The Royals. What percentage do you give the Indians of making the playoffs?
About a 55% chance. I like the Indians.
I'm going to say 75. They're just too good to not make the playoffs. The Minnesota Twins are 2.5 games back in the division. What percentage you give the Twins?
Probably a 40% chance.
I'm going to say 25. I think they're ahead of schedule with their talent, but I think they're a year away before they make it.
I still think it could be a wild card.
I could see them making it. I just think Baltimore's better. And Tampa Bay, I think, is going to slide off.
Yeah.
What about the Royals? They're 44-43. What do you think?
I'm going to give them 25.
I'm going to say 15.
Okay.
I'll give them 15% chance. That's it for the AL. Let's move to the NL. The Nationals are 9.5 games ahead of Atlanta, 10.5 of Miami. What do you get? What percentage do you give Washington?
About 75%.
I give them 99%.
I didn't want to go that high, but yeah, I mean.
Listen, somebody in that division has got to win.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be anybody else.
Except, yeah.
The Nationals have a better pitching staff than everybody else in this division. Maybe the NL altogether. But I got the Nationals getting to the playoffs. What about the Central? You got Milwaukee is 5.5 games ahead. The Cubs. The Cubs are 43-45. What do you give Milwaukee their chances?
About 40.
I'm going to give it 30. The Cubs are 43-45. They're only 5.5 out I think the Cubs will come back and win.
I was just good. That's what I was going to say. And when you were going to ask about the Cubs.
So what about the Cubs?
55% chance, and I think they win the division.
That's very good, because I was going to actually say 55 as well. I agree with you totally. Looking at the NL West, you got the Dodgers are 61-29. They're 7.5 of Arizona ahead. Arizona's 53-36. Colorado is 9.5 games back of the Dodgers. They're 52-39. So you got three teams over 500, mm-hmm. far over 500. What do you give Dodgers chance?
I give you guys a 65% chance.
I'm going to go 85 just because I'm a Dodgers fan, and they're 61-29, best record in baseball.
What are they, 7.5 games ahead?
7.5 games of Arizona, who's playing well. They're really, really good.
I'm sorry, 75%. I'll give you another 10%.
We have won 26 of the last 30 games. So, Arizona, they're 53-36. What percentage you give Arizona?
30-35%.
I'm going to say 40 because I think the wild cards are coming from the West this mm-hmm. year. What about the Rockies? They're 52-39. Right now, the Rockies and Arizona's leading the wild card.
25 for Colorado.
I'll say 20. I'll say 20 for the Rockies. All right, well, there we go. That's Major League Baseball. I can't wait for the second half to start. We'll see what happens. I know you can't wait for your Yankees
to win that division.
I mean, they got a great, great chance to do it.
Gotta hate Boston, man.
Oh. I know you do. Don't let the other guys know.
I know.
Can't do that. let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week. You got any?
Yeah. Last night, Summer League, man. Lonzo Ball, man. The 36 points, 11 assists. While LeBron was there. LeBron was in attendance in the building.
Is that a sign of things to come? Yeah.
Oh, LeBron was probably just scouting him, saying how I'm going to abuse this kid when we play the Lakers. Just because of what his daddy was talking about. Nothing against Lonzo.
He did have a great night. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other ones?
Let me see.
I can come back to you.
Yeah, come back to me.
All right. Brock Lesnar retains the WWE Universal title at GBOF. The Miz retains the IC belt. AJ Styles wins the U.S. belt at Madison Square Garden event versus Kevin Owens.
That was weird.
I get it. You're in Madison Square Garden. They do that once in a while when they're in the garden.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Someone, a title change hands at a house
it
show.
Happened. I have to look. Last time they were there, Nakamura beat Kevin Owens for the NXT title last time we were there.
Okay, so, because, man, I haven't seen that in a long time.
It doesn't happen, but it happens every once in a while. And I get it. You're in Madison Square Garden. You got to have something interesting happen. Adrian Beltre homers to become the 21st to reach 5,000 total bases. Robinson Cano wins the All-Star Game MVP with 10th inning homer to lead AL to 2-1 win. Man U signed striker Wamula Luka for Euro 75 million, fifth biggest fee in football history. Cowboys and Yankees estimate most valuable franchises in the world. And Jarius Robertson for winning the Perseverance Award at the ESPYs. I love that kid for winning
me
that.
Me too.
To get everything he goes through, he's like a ball of energy all the time.
Yep.
That's great. So anyway, there's our Sunshine Players of the Week. All right. You ready for the next half of the show here?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go into who you sitting at the bar with. Now I'm sitting here talking to you, drunk and on the run. I'm sitting at a bar on the inside, waiting for my ride on the outside. Who you sitting at the bar with? In the trailer park, so I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away. All right, who you got? You want me to go?
No, I'm going to go. It's just still kind of funny to
me.
Oh,
that song?
No, what I'm about to go into.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to sit with Kevin Durant. Because last night, the ESPYs, when Peyton Manning made the joke about the gymnastics team being dominant, and if Kevin Durant
go,
yeah, is Kevin Durant going to join them? And his face, man, it was
him
priceless.
And Westbrook.
Yeah,
I wanted to get your opinion on that. So you're sitting at a bar with him
with Durant. Yeah,
do you think it was he knew about the joke or not?
He didn't know about it. No,
you don't think he knew? He had to know.
KD, no,
he had to know. The way though, it was the perfect response. I can't imagine that he didn't know.
That's why I think it was real, because the perfect. I mean, that face he made was like, for real, really. No, I was like,
I don't think. I don't know. I might be wrong. But so you think it was real?
He
didn't know at
personally,
all?
I think, yeah.
I think he had to know. It was like so perfect that it was like, come on, it had to be. You had to tell him a little bit.
I don't know.
I just wanted to see what you thought.
I want
to
think it wasn't. I want to think it was natural, just like off the top of the head.
It was hilarious.
And you know, he goes, Russell, what do you think? You see, even Russell's like, oh, come on, don't put me in this. You know what I'm saying?
I think the two of them knew about it. I just do, but I could see them not. I mean, I just think they did.
I hope they didn't, just because that was great. That was great.
By the way, Peyton Manning, you killed it. Mm-hmm. The writers killed it. Mm-hmm. I love the nursing home bit.
Yep.
And then Tom Brady's grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
All that was great, though.
ESPYs are always pretty good.
Oh, yeah. And this year, it's really, really good. So, for this week, who am I sitting at the bar with this week? I'm sitting at the bar with Zeke Elliott, since you brought it up earlier. What the world is wrong with you? All right, listen. You're the running back for the Cowboys. You can do better. Just saying.
Did you see him? Did you see the?
No, I did not. I'll look later. But you can do better. But first of all, here's the main thing I want you to worry about. What you do this offseason until training camp. Do not get in trouble. All right? Watch out for these people that are trying to make money off of you. It will happen. Don't put yourself in a bad situation, because that's what I'm afraid he's going to do. Hopefully he doesn't, though. All right, let's move some NFL news. 29 NFL teams to make $55 million each from relocation fees of Rams, Chargers, and Raiders. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, some other NFL news. I wanted to ask you a couple NFL questions. Who will last longer, Bruce Arians or Carson Palmer? Arians recently said he's okay after postseason cancer surgery. He is ready for at least one more season.
He's my favorite, one of my favorite coaches in the league, man.
But who will last longer? You think him or Palmer?
Him. Palmer. I'm ready for Palmer to get out of Arizona.
So you think Palmer outlasts Arians?
No, Arians outlasts Palmer.
Okay. All right.
Because it's like they're a, and he's a good quarterback, but it seems like they're a quarterback away
from really contending.
Yes. God, where's Kurt Warner when you need him?
No kidding. He should be.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we're going to start previewing the divisions before training camp. And we'll start with the AFC East next week. And then we'll do the NFC. We might do AFC East. I think we'll do the AFC East and NFC East.
Okay.
And go from there. And we'll get everybody picks on the season. And at the end of the season, we will go back to these picks. And the person that loses will have to do something. No donuts this time. let's talk about some NBA talk. Lakers and KCP agreed to 1-year, $18 million deal. What's your thoughts with your ex-player joining the Lakers for $18 million?
It's a good look for him. I think he's just a rental for him. I think he moves on after this season. Just a little bit too inconsistent for us. Good player, but too inconsistent. Avery Bradley was definitely an upgrade. I really like that that acquisition.
You think he'll do well in LA? I mean, like you said, it's a rental for a year for him to try to get a bigger contract next year.
I think he'll do pretty good. I mean, he's in the West now, along with everyone else.
So, well, he'll be with Lonzo.
Yeah.
He'll be Lonzo's running mate, I guess.
Lonzo, I'm telling you, Lonzo is going to improve the Lakers by 10 wins. I really like his floor game, man. I really do.
No, I do. I don't know if I like it as much as B3 Exponent likes it. But I do think
he'll I like it better. I like it as equally as he does.
So you think he's going to be the biggest star of this draft?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. No, he's
– That's what he thinks?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. That's what I mean.
Oh.
He's like saying, you know, MVP like type of player. I don't see him being – I see him being Jason Kidd-ish, not being Magic Johnson. I see him being more with Jason Kidd, who was a good player, but not like Magic.
Jason Kidd was a great point guard.
He was a great point guard.
And I it's a lot of good players in this draft. It's going to be – man, but I see a Tatum being up there. I see Josh Jackson maybe being up there. Those are my two.
Lonzo, you know, question is the scoring. He scored 36 last night, but it was a summer league game, so I want to hold the brakes on that.
I want to see how if he can get that shot off in – which I think he can. I just he just needs to hit it consistently in the NBA.
Absolutely.
But man, oh my God, the way he's gonna make those other guys better, man.
Oh, yeah. It'll be night and day. Jazz add Thabo Sefolosha to a 2-year deal.
Oh, Thabo Sefolosha, really? Okay. I like that pickup.
Still don't help the Jazz.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, no.
NBA season will start on October 17th. I love that. You start in the season earlier than November. It's starting
really? October it's usually 17th. Like the 30th or Halloween or something around there. Oh, okay.
But or it's like the first week. This week it was – this year it was November. It's like November 4th. So they moved it up a lot. This is where it should be. That way you spread the schedule out a little bit more.
Okay.
You know, you don't have no players taking
all these back-to-backs and people sitting down and –
yeah.
Okay.
So sorry, a little bit earlier. That's perfect.
On another NBA note, this is probably the biggest mistake I've ever seen the San Antonio Spurs make.
Deadman?
They renounced Jonathan Simmons.
Did they?
Yeah. I read that before I got here, yeah.
So he's a free agent.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, San Antonio?
Now, they did let Deadman go, too.
Yes, they did.
Deadman went to
I can't remember
where Miami?
Was it Miami?
No. I'll look up.
They let and I was hoping they kept Simmons when they got Gay.
Me too.
Oh, man. Rudy Gay, not got Gay, but Rudy
Gay. Nah, we knew who you got. The Cavs are still pursuing Carmelo Anthony, even though the Rockets are his preferred destination. You said Houston's where he's going.
Yeah, I said Houston, but I have my reservations a little bit because, you know, D'Antoni's there.
That's what I was getting ready to ask you. How is he going to go play for San Antonio again?
That's the only
thing. It makes no sense.
It doesn't. And D'Antoni has been on the record saying, I'm out of New York because of him.
Right.
And with Houston, even if Melo goes there, I'm still iffy on the Chris Paul, James Harden dynamic. Then you add Melo. Got three ball dominant guys.
I don't know who you're going to trade to get them. Anderson? Yeah,
you have two. They're supposed to be like a three-team trade, and Anderson is rumored to be in that trade.
Well, the only other thing you could trade is Gordon.
Yeah, Eric Gordon.
You cannot trade Eric Gordon.
You got two ball dominant guards plus an ISO player.
Yep.
What in – I don't even –
Doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense, Melo. I want to see Melo go to the Pelicans. That makes more sense to me.
Actually, it makes a lot of sense. I'd rather him go there than to go anywhere else.
Because they're in desperate need of a wing scorer. Desperate. You put him with a Boogie and AD, who knows? But the Western Conference is going to be so dope this year. I can't wait for the
NBA. It's going to be great.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, there's going to be a couple good teams left out of the playoffs.
It is. Well, remember the year, I can't remember the year it was, with Golden State. The Baron Davis led Golden State. They missed the playoffs. They had like 49 wins and missed the playoffs because the East was so, the West was so good. All the top eight seeds had 50 wins. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
NBA to move the trade deadline to before the All-Star break.
I like that too.
That's a good move.
I like that too. Yep.
Did you have any other NBA talk you want to talk about?
Pistons make the playoffs this year. You heard it here first on the Breakdown Sports Show. We'll revisit this in a few months.
Oh, absolutely. When we start training camp, we'll talk about it some more. Let's go into two words and we'll end the show.
Down with that. We got two words for you.
Paul George says interest in LA has been overstated. If we get a killer season in Oklahoma, I'd be dumb to leave.
Stop it. My two words, stop it. When you're going to LA, stop it, man. Ain't nobody staying in OKC.
Don't fool me.
Yeah.
Don't fool me.
Yeah.
CP3 says Trey Wood's best for him and the Clippers. It was time for a change.
He's right. He's right. But wrong Texas team.
100% correct. Agreed. Should have been San Antonio. Even if it was San Antonio, I don't know if it will help.
As far it'd have been a better fit for him.
Yeah.
It'd have definitely been a better fit wise. But we'll see, man. Yep. I on paper, the James Harden, Chris Paul down, it looks good. I would like to see it on the court. And they'll probably make it work.
Conor McGregor hurls insults at Mayweather, says he will knock him out inside four rounds.
You're lying. It's not going to happen.
Put down the Guinness.
Yeah.
Hey, I love the confidence, though.
Me too. I do.
And the last one, Game of Thrones, is this Sunday.
Never seen it. Really? I've never seen Game of Thrones. I got to, like, binge watch this show.
I have
seen
the first couple of seasons. I'm so far behind. I won't be watching this weekend, but I know a lot of people that will be.
My apologies to Game of Thrones fans. They're probably listening like, what? What?
Yeah. Like, huh?
Never seen it. Say what?
That's how they're going to be.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, you got anything for the people?
For the people, once again, Periscope, Facebook Live, thank you for listening, watching, tuning in. See you guys next week. I keep it short and sweet, man.
That's awesome. David Griffin pulls name out of Knicks GM and president search after not being able to agree on a role. I don't blame him. They went through a draft without GM and everything else. I don't blame him.
The Knicks, the Knicks nicking.
Yeah. And then last but not least, Austin Aries released by WWE. It breaks my heart, because I really like the guy a lot.
Yeah.
But I get it. He's never happy anywhere he goes, so we'll see. B3 Exponent will be back next week.
Take course, your time.
Check us out on Monday. I know you're enjoying it. Check our show out on Monday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. As always, we'll have me, Jeffrey, B3 Exponent will probably be here.
Cuts into my bedtime a little bit, but I'm going to make it to this show. Too legit. I'm coming. I'm coming, baby.
He's been saying it for a while.
I have been. I've been talking that mess for a while.
As always, from B3 Exponent, sports is life.
Sports is life. Side piece.
Side piece. And as always, you can catch us everywhere. Have a good week in sports. See y'all later.